Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Oh, happy Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. How we feeling, Brother Ike?
Brother Spike, I'm doing pretty good. Last night was a little difficult. It's great to see the boys back in action down in ATL. Not the result we were looking for.
Nope.
We'll get into that. We're closer and closer to adding the newest members to the Philadelphia Eagles family as well. His draft day is not too far away. Jackie Baseball, explain to me what the hell happened last night. I'll let you boy.
Sloppy baseball by the boys last night. Simple as that.
Yep.
Sloppy baseball all around. Bad pitching.
Yep.
And some bad performances.
Yeah, yeah. Overall, not a great one. Not a great one. We have a great show, though. We always do. By the way, I'm looking at the computer that Hugh uses.
Yes.
Why is he looking at mint?
What's on there?
Why is he looking at mint julep pants? What is this? I mean, can you imagine Hugh wearing this? What's going on here, man?
Oh, man. That's Hugh. That's, you know.
I didn't mean to derail the beginning
well, I'm just
of
saying,
the show.
Today in fashion with today's youth and everyone else, everybody has their own identity and what they're trying to go for.
Really, youth? Hugh?
I don't know if that's, I know youth and Hugh doesn't necessarily go together.
Yeah, he's old like us.
This individualism is out there. In other words, that's a Hugh look. That's something he's going for.
I wonder if I could pull that off. You think I should get the same pants as Hugh?
We can for be people like... who don't know what we're talking about, this is you're not a fan of golf.
No.
John Daly is a golfer. You heard of John Daly.
Yeah, of course.
So every once in a while, you got these golfers out there who try to show their personality through their outfits.
Oh, like Payne Stewart did.
Yes. Oh, he was a gentleman.
Yeah. He had NFL stuff.
Yes.
Payne Stewart had Packers stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I remember Payne Stewart.
He wore the short pants.
Yes.
He wore the short knickers.
Yep.
So to your point, I think Hugh was going for a John Daly look there.
I'm going to get me a pair of those. Me and Hugh, it's going to be like twins, too.
Here's what I say. I told Hugh. That's a lot of pattering for a big man.
It is.
A lot of pattering.
It is. So big show as always. We do kick off draft season officially today on the WIP Afternoon Show as we get the man, Mike Mayock, will join us at 4 o'clock today.
Mayo!
It is Wednesday, so Flyers and 50 will be at 3:30 with Birds. Do we continue Flyers and 50 once the season's over, Jack?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
What is the hockey offseason like?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Now they might be what they should. I mean, they suck, right? They should have a top five pick. So maybe we can get some draft talk with Broads. Would that be exciting?
Yeah, sure.
What
about
free agency? Are we big in free agency?
Sure.
Might as well.
Is LeCavier still out there?
Yeah.
No, but like I think it's just turning into Broads. Just Broads and 50.
Broads and 50. Okay. And Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings at 4:30. And today's show, all day long, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO Guida or visit goguida.com. So you mentioned, Ike, not a great game last night. Jack mentioned it as well. Sort of a failure on all different levels as the Phils go down to the Braves in the first game of the series. Wheeler was not like top of the line Wheeler. Bullpen was not great. Who knows what Johan Rojas was doing in center field. And again, the daycare, Marsh, Bohm, and Stotty.
America's leadoff hitter.
America's leadoff hitter. Wow, you're getting a little rough on Stott. You're getting a little rough on Stott.
He's a little fed up. He's a little fed up with Stott.
Yeah, he's getting a little fed up on Stott.
Love Stotty.
But?
Little annoyed with the leadoff thing.
Yeah.
And we got a call for what it is.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's the leadoff thing.
Yep.
Hard to hit leadoff when you swing a pool noodle.
So, come on, man.
It is.
So let me ask you this, Ike.
He really has gone south on Stotty.
He has. 7-3 now. Nothing's melting down, but the two big issues, it seems like, right now are the bullpen and the performance of the daycare. If you were to say which is a bigger issue for Ike Reese right now, would you say the bullpen or the daycare?
I would have to look at the bullpen. Because here's what I'll say. At least with the daycare, with the exception of Bohm, the other guys are towards the bottom of the lineup. They don't hurt you as much. Now, if they get put up in that position late in the game where you need a big hit from them, yeah, I can see where the microscope goes to them. But for the most part, you're going to need a 7th, 8th, and a 9th inning from your bullpen every night. Mm-hmm. You know, Wheeler's going to give you 7 innings most nights. I'm not worried about what his outing looked like last night. He's tried and true. He's proven. But when you talk about starters 3 through 5, you're going to need a lot of these games are going to be about your bullpen either holding the lead or how about not extending the lead for the other team, giving you a chance to come back late in the game. And that's where I feel like in the close games, I don't have the schedule in front of me right now, but it feels like we're in more of a prayerful sort of mode getting through the close games versus us having a larger lead at the end of the game.
Right, sure. And last year, the bullpen was so good. Was like
we
lights
sent three
out
guys
last year.
To the All-Star game, two guys to the All-Star game.
Hoffman, Strom. I think we sent two. I don't think we sent a third reliever to the All-Star game, but Ranger went.
It was just those two. Hoffman,
it was just those
and Strom.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, and with the hitters, like I said, they got the protection of those guys at the top of the order. And at least with them, well, you got Rojas where you can slide in there. I'm just trying to think of some of the bench players that you could possibly platoon with or move around to where they don't necessarily hurt the team. Long story short, I feel like the bullpen has more of an impact on your wins and losses than those guys at the bottom of the lineup. I know Bohm is not at the bottom of the lineup,
sure,
but the other two guys are.
215-592-9494. Bigger concern for you for the Phillies moving forward is it the daycare of the bullpen? So to me, I think it's the daycare because it's a harder problem to solve. So the reason the bullpen, I'm not too worried about it, is you look around baseball, and there's not a lot of teams that have a super solid bullpen. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, it's almost like at this point, I think it's a luxury. It was sort of surprising last year. And you're right, you're going to need 7, 8, 9 on most nights, but we do have starting pitching that is better than almost any team in baseball at this point, especially if Lizardo stays healthy. To me, the issue with the daycare is, if it was one of those guys, I could deal with it. The problem right now is that it's three of those guys. Now, you're right, in Marsh and Stott are at the end of the lineup, but Marsh is not, this is the the third straight year, they've talked about Marsh as an everyday player, and already they're out on Marsh as an everyday player. And not having an everyday center fielder, you saw what we had last night. I think part of that is part of the, and I would love to bury Rojas for letting the ball drop right in front of him, but if he's not the everyday center fielder and he's playing with a left fielder who's never played left field before, there's a little bit of a communication issue. And I don't want my center field position to be a platoon situation, really. And that's my problem with Marsh, is that I don't think Marsh is going to get any better. Marsh is what he is. Mm-hmm. Then we go to third base, and like, I know I've said it for 3 days in a row now, but I am done with Alec Bohm. 100% done. There was more nonsense. He popped it up on the first pitch last night. The strikeout in the final at bat, throwing his helmet again. It's just like, it's every single night. And I don't think that situation's getting any better. I think that situation's only getting worse. The Bohm situation is my prediction.
Well, he
on
extended
that.
The inning in the first inning. He did.
He had a single. Had a single in the first inning. But I just
point out the good things too.
I'm just watching Bohm.
Took more pitches last night.
He did.
Now, except for the one at bat.
Except for the one at bat where he popped it up on the first friggin' pitch and then threw his helmet again.
He did. Yep.
And I just see it trending down. And Stott, as much as I love Stott, it's not that I'm concerned. He just sort of, my guess is he is what he is. I think
that's what I was going to say. Yeah. He just pretty much is what he is.
I think he's an everyday player. I think he's a good enough second baseman defensively to be an everyday player. But you, again, if it was one of these three things, if Stott, remember, we won the World Series in 08 with Pedro Feliz as a third baseman. Mm-hmm. Certainly is not a, you know, not an all-star level player, just a solid defender, a decent enough hitter, and whatever. But the rest of your lineup was so good that it wasn't so. So I look at Stott and I'm like, well, it's not that Stott isn't hitting 320. It's that he's going to be a 250 hitter with also Marsh as a platoon player in center field, with Johan Rojas, who can't hit, and Alec Bohm, who hasn't hit yet and is crumbling mentally. So to me, that's a third of your starting lineup right there. I mean, that, yes, two of them are bottom part of the lineup, but a third of your lineup, all of a sudden, you're looking at as question marks. And that, to me, that is the biggest thing, that not one of those guys has developed. I know Alec Bohm was an all-star last year, but I expected him to be a better hitter at this point in his career, to be more, and I certainly didn't expect him to be so temperamental at this point of his career. Jackie baseball over there, bigger. Now, you've been mentioning bullpen since the season started.
Yeah, I felt like they're an arm short heading into the year, and that was with Romano being good. So that's my concern, is that now Romano's elbow might be spaghetti. So, you know, on top of that, they felt an arm short, and I look at the bullpen every night, and it's not that. I think Kirkring, Stroman, and Alvarado are fine, right?
Yes.
But when they can't go, or they're off a little bit, like Kirkring was last night, they just, it's hard for them to get out of it. And then they have to put a lot of faith in the Jose Ruiz's of the world, in the Joe Ross of the world. I think Joe Ross is interesting. I think Jose Ruiz is interesting. But they last year, even with Estevez, who we weren't huge fans of, me and Spike, it was another competent MLB bullpen piece.
100%. Not a closer, I don't think. Not a dependable closer. But he'd get in it most times. You're getting out of the end.
Like, that last year, they had a top five bullpen in the sport. And then they went from having Hoffman and Estevez to losing both of them, replacing them with only Romano. And Romano might not be it. So,
right.
And the other issue is, they have to get to July, or at least late June, with this bullpen, which they could easily burn out those three, which you don't want to see. And there's not really an obvious move they can make right now. You can bring some guys up from AAA, but that's a risk, obviously. There's some interesting arms, but it's still a risk. That problem can't really be fixed until the trade deadline. And they might need two arms in the bullpen.
Yeah, I think they definitely need two arms in the bullpen, unless you, I mean, that's when the Painter thing starts. You start talking about, and maybe Ranger's a bullpen. Uh-huh. And they said yesterday that Ranger had a good sort of rehab. I don't think he started in a game, but he threw two simulated innings, and they're going to throw him out there for three innings this week. So, but remember, he didn't have spring training, so he's probably. I know they said three starts for Taiwan. I don't believe that. I think if Ranger comes back, he's probably another 3 or 4 weeks away. That would be my guess. So we throw it out to you, 215-592-9494. Bigger concern for you for the Phillies, is it the bullpen or is it daycare? Both Ike and Jack say bullpen. I say daycare. That's a third of your lineup. We do have a next question today.
What we got?
As it is Hugh Hefner's birthday.
Ah.
So I did meet Hugh Hefner, as I told the guys today when I was in college. Did shake his hand. Haven't washed the hand since.
I hope he washed his hand before he shook it.
So today's next question is going to be, give us a famous ladies man. Jack, why don't you give us a ladies man? Give us a bad answer.
Well, hold on. I think this might be a pretty good answer.
Okay.
Jerry Buss.
Jerry Buss?
Yeah.
Jerry Buss a ladies man?
Come on, man.
How did you pull Jerry Buss out of you?
Because I was thinking about...
He's a playboy.
With Showtime.
Oh, right.
That's exactly where he saw it.
Winning time.
I didn't know that.
I know what you meant. Yes. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Okay. Come on, man. That's a big answer. You got to look up Jerry Buss's accolades.
Yeah, all right. I didn't know that was a big answer. Ike, a famous
Jerry
ladies
Buss
man.
Jerry Buss was a lot like Hugh Hefner.
Oh, was he?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, man. So many different ladies men to go with.
Yep.
Oh, who do I have as a ladies man? You know who I'm going to go with? I could have went with an old school guy.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the captain, Derek Jeter.
That's a big answer.
Jeter's a good ladies' man.
Starting nine's out of control. Yeah, he might be a better ladies' man than a player.
And didn't he send his dates home with an autographed baseball or something?
That's pretty cool.
Well, a gift basket.
With an autographed baseball in it. Right.
That's the legend.
Right.
Listen, you had to at least think about it.
So mine is Leo. Leonardo DiCaprio has been, you know, he is taking full advantage of the leading man position from a ladies man situation.
Yeah.
Leo has been that way his whole and
he's enjoyed it.
And Leo is a handsome young man. Leo ain't handsome anymore, but it doesn't really matter for Leo. Leo seems to do quite well with Leo's gotten
you
like
you think Leo's still handsome?
Nah.
He's good looking.
He's weird looking and bloated.
Yeah, he's got a little gut going on.
Don't look at the body. Yeah, don't look at the body.
I'm just saying overall.
His face. Yes.
I'm saying if Leo wasn't famous and you just saw him on the street,
right.
I don't think Leo's a looker anymore. He was when he was younger, you know, but I don't think he is now. All right, 215-592-9494. Phil's, what's a bigger concern for you, the bullpen or the daycare? And next question today, in honor of Hugh Hefner's birthday, give us a famous ladies' man. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Man, yesterday, that game had like, I thought we was gonna bust them. Like, going into the game, I thought we was going to blow them out. We was hitting early, you know, one base, scored in the first inning. I'm like, okay, you know, Trey Turner. Look, one thing I noticed about Jack, he a contrarian. Like, he like to go against what other people, like, if the tide is swinging one way, he like to go the other way. Like, now all of a sudden, he ain't no Bryson Stott guy. I thought we started this train together, me and you. We was riding with Stott.
I like Stottie. It's just he's been average for almost over a year now.
Well,
but a lot of people on the baseball team is average, but you ride for them. Like, Trey Turner was average for a long time. You was doing stand ovation. You know
we had to save him. We had to save him.
Yeah, so it's like, well, we need to save Stottie then. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
We ain't doing no more standing O's.
Standing O, Jack? Yeah. Standing O for Stott?
You know,
stand for Stott?
In all seriousness, like, Boehm has given all the indications of needing a standing O.
Yeah,
I was thinking about it last night as the second bat throw happened. I was like, well, he might be breaking. He might need one.
No. I refuse. I won't let it happen. I will campaign against the standing O for Boehm at this point.
The thing with Alec Boehm is that it's just a pouting thing. Like, just like even on the last inning, like when he hit the pops the ball up, he gonna throw the bat down.
Yeah,
he knew the game was over. Like, it's like, come on, bro. Like, I get it, you know.
So what should he do? Clap? Should he cheer going to the dugout?
No, we're not saying that. But it's like
every time.
No, here's the see to me. Here's the difference. I don't want the crying in the dugout. I don't need that nonsense. That's nonsense. Being pissed off, being frustrated that you didn't come up with a hit late in the game and slamming your bat. How many players do that every night at the end of a game in a tight game?
Right, but it's like he do it almost every at bat. You know what I'm saying? I understand it.
I think we're starting to we're over focusing on this.
I'm usually with you, but you know, it's like I feel like he doing it. I didn't even really notice it until Spike brought it.
Exactly, and now you're focusing. That's what I just said. You're focusing in on it,
and I'm like, yeah, he do a lot of crying, but it's like I'm not too overly worried. Like I like the way you know the top hitters hit. I don't need. Kyle Schwarber to lead off. People told me he can only lead off. I can't tell because wherever you put this dude in the lineup,
yeah.
Wherever you put this dude in the lineup, he produced. So you know what I'm saying? That they need to extend him right now. Don't wait. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, keep that carrot just out of reach. I don't. My thing is this on Corey is if it costs me $5 million more a year at the end of the year, or cost me an extra year to get a contract year out of Kyle Schwarber, give me a contract year out of Kyle Schwarber. I'm not extending anybody. Let JT keep throwing guys out at second. Let Kyle Schwarber keep hitting home runs. I want to win the World Series this year. And I'm not worried about paying it. He's 32 years old. We're going to sign him. Right. He looks hungry. Let him be hungry.
Let him play sand. Let him play motivated.
Well, he's slimmed down.
I agree with the whole bullpen thing. Like, Spike mentioned it, but I thought about, like, maybe when we get Ranger back, you know, Painter, maybe you can put them in the bullpen. But, like, Romano, whatever his name is, all I know is that he can't play. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, he's cooked.
So now we nervous with that. But, you know, I want to touch on something else real quick.
Of course.
Can I talk about the draft? Well, Ike, I'm honestly disappointed in you. And people really don't come at Ike, but I'm going to come at you real quick.
People come at me all the time. When I'm wrong, I'm usually
my ass.
Right.
Would you stop?
I'm usually
you
right.
Like, oh, there he is. This guy has told you so, Ike.
Comes at
you.
Why would people come at me if I'm right about something?
Told you so, Ike. There he is again.
But you weren't right, though.
About what?
Oh, it's the Elliott argument. It's got to be.
Hey, Elliott wasn't prepared. First of all, like.
About what? Oh, Jalen.
Like, he top 10 in QBR, top 10 in pass rate. Elliott ain't bring that up. You know what I'm saying?
Corey. Now, you know, sir. Don't go down this road with me. I am a Jalen protector. So.
That's why I was shot.
Well, no, because I'm when nonsense is put out there, I'm going to call it out. You can't tell me Jalen's training camp stats and how great he was throwing the ball. He was due for a big year and all this other stuff. And then just because they won the Super Bowl at the end and he played two great games throwing the football, that all of a sudden that validated his training camp stats. What about the other 19 games all year long?
Listen, I don't give a damn about the training camp stats. That's him.
But that's where my point of bone of contention came from.
I'm just saying, when you look at passer rating, QBR, all that stuff, attempts, he was top five, top 10. People say he's 29th pass or we 30th passing rating. He was 22 in attempts, and he missed three games. So if you put those averages in there, 20 a game, that puts him up to like
I respect your football mind. You don't have to do this. He won. See, here's the thing. I'll just rest on the fact that he won the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl MVP. And I'll put him in the top five. But it doesn't mean I'm going to go out here and say that he did this last year, and he's the reason for this, and he's the reason for that, because we know this was Saquon's offense last year.
Right. That's why I give you that.
Yeah.
You know, I got on Jack. You know, I got on Ike. Hey, man, don't – quiet guy. You coming. It's up for you, too. All right, look. So yesterday, I noticed you was real quiet.
Wait, who? Who are you going after?
You, sir.
Me.
Yesterday, I noticed you was real quiet when Ike and Elliott was going at it. Usually, you know, I thought you were supposed to, you know, come out and speak up. You know, you just let them go.
Quite honestly, do you want to know what happened there? Is that when Elliott's in here, it's either me or we don't plan for it. We don't plan for it. It's either me or Ike. And Ike started on it. So I'm like, it doesn't. Because what happens is when you have a three, I'm just explaining the show. If you have a three-person argument like that and two people are on one side, it gets messy. So I honestly looked at Ike and I said to myself, My Ike's giving me the segment off.
Yep.
He's got all.
Yeah, Ike shocked me. Yeah. Ike shocked me yesterday.
It's okay.
Well, Elliot will do that to you.
It's okay.
Elliot will make you.
Because you know what that was, Corey? That was all about Elliot trying to pump himself up, really. That's really what that was all about. It wasn't even about Jalen. It was really about Elliot.
Yeah, yeah. I give you that.
But okay.
You
know,
all right.
You know, great show, but who's a ladies' man?
Yeah.
Ike took mine. I was going to stay the captain, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, look. Like, he don't get a lot of ladies, but everybody know if you a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles and you got a wife, girlfriend, they favorite player is Jalen Hurts based on his look.
He's not a ladies' man.
Are you crazy?
Are you insane?
Listen, ask the Delaware Valley.
Just because they're attractive doesn't mean he's a ladies'
man.
We're
not saying who looks good.
Bro, we've had ladies' men in this town before.
They don't look good.
Don't look
anywhere near Jalen.
It's not Jalen. You hear stories about ladies' men. You don't hear any stories about Jalen. You only hear any stories about him and his fiance, for Christ's sake. Like, not as a negative thing. You don't hear anything about Jalen.
I know, man. That's good, though.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Good
you just wanted to shoehorn Jalen in here.
Yeah, Jalen.
Just disgusting.
Ladies' man is Jalen. Unbelievable.
Oh, you think Jalen wants to be known as a ladies' man?
No.
Well, he does have all ladies.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The agency.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that would be like Chuck calling up and say, my favorite ladies' man, Whitney Houston. It's like Corey just has to name Jalen. All right.
Yes. We know Jalen is good looking.
Good looking guy. Smooth guy.
Corey may be right. A lot of women may like how he looks.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean he's looking at all the ladies.
Unless he's sending them Mars afterwards and nobody has any stories. You know, like, yeah, he must be the, you know.
We gave you Jeter and Leo.
Leo.
These are known playboys.
Yeah, Jalen.
And Jerry Buss.
Oh, yeah. And Jerry Buss.
All right. A bigger concern for you for the Phillies right now, is it the bullpen or the daycare? Next question, based on Hugh Hefner's birthday, give us a ladies' man. We do have a little bit of Eagles draft to talk about as well, so we'll hit on that next.
This is draft time.
Yeah, today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.